do you call a musical instrument that's about this long and about this high and hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Well, they call them a mouth organ here. They would call it a harp, actually, around here, and then they call it harmonic, but it does all over the current.
Well, what about a musical instrument that's shaped like this, and you hold it against your teeth and pick it?
Jew's harp.
Okay, can you play one of those?
No.
Have you ever heard one played?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I can't make any kind of music.
So your wife, then, is the one who plays the piano?
Yes, she was quite a musician in her younger days, had a good voice and all. She doesn't play much and it doesn't sing at all anymore. Mm-hmm.
You drive a nail with a
hammer.
The part of a wagon that goes between two horses is called
tongue.
And the parts of a buggy that go on either side of a horse are
shaft.
Called what's the metal part of a wheel called?
Rim.
And would you call it the same thing if it were on a wooden wheel?
What do you mean?
Well, some people...
The tire...
But the rim of a wooden wheel. Some people call that a felly. Have you heard that term?
It's F-E-L-L-O-W, isn't it?
Well, this is
F-E-L-L-Y.
Felly?
I don't know that term.
Okay. What's the part of a wagon that the horses actually pull on? The part up front. I think it goes across. It may be attached to the shaft.
A single tree, is that what you have in mind? Mm-hmm. A double tree for...
Yes, it's a single tree if it's...
For one horse, I think, and it's a double tree probably if it's two. I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I've hitched up a horse.
If a man was going back and forth with wood in his wagon, you'd say he was what wood?
Hauling.
Let's see. What's the past tense of drag?
Dragged.
Okay. Before you plant crops, you break up the ground with a...
Plow, is that what you have in mind?
And to break it up in even smaller pieces, you might use...
Well, you're talking about a harrow, that's...
Now, is that what you would use a harrow, what a harrow would be used for, to make it even smaller than a plow?
Well, yes, I guess that's a good description.
Okay. If a person was about to saw up a log, a piece of firewood or something, what kind of frame might he put it into for sawing? What would you call it?
I don't know that.
Okay. Well, have you ever done much firewood sawing?
Way back, yes, and we didn't have the name for this thing. If we did, I don't know what it was,
okay.
Just a frame.
Okay.
Or might be if you talk about a sawhorse, that's something they used to put boards across concrete. You used to do that, not to saw firewood.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to open
it. So sawing firewood would be something more shaped like an axe, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. You might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a...
I just use sandpaper. You talking about a brush?
Uh-huh. You sharpen a straight razor on a...
Strop.
Another name for a bullet is?
For a bullet?
Yeah. Now my husband tells me this is wrong. He says in the end, the bullets are the lead thing in the end, he says.
That's
and
right.
Comes the
you talking about a cartridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy. That's right. That's...
Have you ever done much hunting?
Not many years. I don't hunt anymore, no.
Did you used to like to hunt?
Some, not much.
Uh-huh.
I always loved to get in the woods, but I wasn't so anxious to shoot anything.
Yeah, it's a good excuse to get in the woods,
yeah.
I think. I know exactly what you mean.
I go in without that excuse. We hunt wildflowers now and things
mm-hmm.
like that. I have a good friend. We spend nearly every Sunday afternoon doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a wonderful collection of them.